heaven, hallowed be my name. My kingdom come, I will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And don't leave us in temptation, but deliver us from evil. And thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, welcome back to the prayer podcast. Christy Allen, happy 2019 to you, my friend.
Yes, it's still hard to believe that that's where we are, is 2019. It feels like forever since we've been together, but I'm glad to be back.
It's good to be back.
And I'm excited for what the coming year has for us, and excited to explore new things here on the Prayer Podcast as we continue our quest. For those of you who are maybe just joining us or like us, it's been a while since we've been together. We kind of wanted to revisit the purpose of the Prayer Podcast and kind of bring us all back up to speed and as we look forward to what we're going to talk about in the next several weeks. So,
absolutely. Well, in case you're wondering, I'm Pastor Joe Patterson, and this is Pastor Christy Allen. And just like Christy said, we're committed to offering a safe space. To explore the power of prayer and how it can really transform one's faith and connection to God. And while we have the space, we recognize that there are a lot of perspectives, there are a lot of prayer helps and exercises and ways to connect with prayer that are fantastic. And we want to hold those to the standard that they are at, and mm-hmm. and but also we recognize that there are some things in life, maybe not even anybody's fault,
right?
But prayer loses its power, loses its meaning, loses its opportunity to transform us.
Right.
Almost, it becomes more of a duty, more of a checkbox that we're checking.
Right.
And we also recognize in this conversation when we meet and get together that that's likely not God's design for prayer.
Sure.
God's design for prayer is probably more so more like an inhale and exhale of our life, and less likely a checkbox.
Yeah.
That we're trying to check off. So,
and I loved that you said inhale and exhale, because I love the image of God where He says, you know, He's in our very breath. I mean, He has breathed life into us, and if we think of prayer as that God is only a breath away, and wants to be part of our inhale and exhale of every day, that prayer should be that natural.
Yes.
That prayer should come to us easily, but as you said, It doesn't for a lot of us, or it did and maybe not so much anymore, or we get trapped in these ideas that then feel very oppressive instead of freeing. And so, like you said, one of our goals here at the Prayer Podcast is to change that, to bring it back to this very life-giving, transforming, powerful thing that we have that connects us to the power of God. And each other, and how can we recapture that? And we a lot of times here on the Prayer Podcast, we'll talk about prayerisms, words or phrases that we've learned to say, and a lot of times there's comfort in that because we don't know what to say, but other times it gets to be, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, so I don't think it's working, you know, kind of situation. So,
you know, prayer should offer us an opportunity to bring more to our awareness God's movements. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so if prayer is not meaningful, if it lacks power, it actually blinds us sometimes to God's movements. And I don't think that's helpful to our faith. It's not helpful to our connection to God. Mm-hmm. And so, giving more life to our prayer times, talking about creative opportunities for prayer.
Yep.
And getting our minds, opening our minds to more opportunities for prayer, and maybe things that we haven't thought of in a while or never been experienced before, can actually crack open that treasure box of prayer life.
Yeah.
In our faith. And so we're committed to that. And so very excited. I know we have been talking with Pastor Adam mm-hmm. about just how 2019 here at Broadway is going to be about prayer. I mean, this is going to be our over-encompassing focus of our sermon series, mm-hmm. Of our life together. We are going to, in some way, just like we in 2018, we're committing to Scripture and reading of the Script, the Holy Scriptures from start to finish. During 2019, we are going to lean in to becoming and learning how to become more of a church of prayer.
Praying people. Yes. Yes. And I think that's very exciting. And how we have talked about what a great opportunity it is for us doing this podcast to be able to help everyone on this quest together, recognizing that all of us struggle in one way or another with prayer, whether it's individual or corporate or whatever you want to call it. And so we're excited that we will be able to be that safe place to have these conversations of, yes. of well, how, what does that look like? Because that feels very overwhelming to think we're all going to commit to pray for the whole year. It sounds great. And of course we can do that, but what does that mean for me? And how can I lean into that without it being intimidating or overwhelming or become a checkbox, like you said sure. earlier, like, yep, I prayed today, you know, and make it be meaningful and transforming. So I think that's what our goal for today, to kind of set the table for how can we help in this process and use the things available to us to bring new life into this idea and help us to see this commitment more as an exciting journey and a way to reconnect to God and to each other in a very powerful way, instead of a feeling like an oppressive New Year's resolution yes. where, okay, I'm going to fail in the first yes. week. And so I don't even want to get on board with that because I just can't do it.
So we have started really in a helpful way, I believe, an exploration in worship, Christy, of the Lord's Prayer. And at the beginning of this podcast today, you heard the words and the voice of my wonderful, flamboyant and boisterous 5-year-old daughter, Sophie Kate Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized in her learning the Lord's Prayer, and we talked about this the other day, and I thought it was such a really, really important kind of thing to think about, was she's learning the words.
Right.
And so she's trying to make sure as a 5-year-old that she is getting through this, you know, air quote script of this
right.
prayer. Or I'm learning the words and I'm trying to get this all together. And it's like that's where this starts.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't end there.
Right.
It cannot end there. Mm-hmm. And I guess what we want to be talking about is these words have the potential to be very powerful.
Sure.
And so we want to dig into them.
Yep.
And not only do they have the potential to be very powerful, but they have the potential to be very practical.
Yes.
And so we want to dig into those things and to recapture both the practicality of these words of this Lord's Prayer and the power of the words of the mm-hmm. Lord's Prayer. And hopefully through the sermon series and through these conversations that we can offer something, a safe place to explore that, so that prayer does not seem overwhelming. Prayer seems very, very much a part of our inhale and exhale
yes.
of our life.
Yes. And I think the other thing we mentioned with Sophie Kate is for us to approach this prayer with that childlike wonder.
Yes.
Because she very clearly knows she's talking to God.
Yes.
And very clearly knows this is important. That's why I'm memorizing it, because it's we memorize important things, things mm-hmm. that we need to hold on to and need to know. And just knowing her as I do, and her sweet heart, her desire is to be with God and to talk with God. So, and she, I think, understands, he knows what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Even if there's some words that she doesn't understand, she knows he gets it. Mm-hmm. So how great is that for us to take ourselves back to that childlike place, because we too are children of God, that even if we don't really get the words right or say them fully understanding what they mean, that's okay too.
Yes.
You know, and that you know, it's just the fact that we're trying and we're entering into this conversation. There's grace already there, and love and connection. And I think that's something else to hold on to, is that
there's multiple spaces and places of on-ramping to our understanding of prayer. Mm-hmm. Sophie's very at the very beginning of understanding that. Others are much, much more developed.
Sure.
And some of us are very confused.
Yeah.
And so we want to, through this conversation, we hope, and it's our prayer, that we can recognize where we are on that continuum, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. of understanding, of appreciation,
sure.
of dynamic prayer, of seeing the dynamics in our own life, mm-hmm. of what prayer's doing. We just hope that will encourage all of our listeners.
Yes.
And, you know, encourage
each other.
I want to be encouraged, too.
Right? So. Yeah, that's why we do it. Joe and I, we love doing this because it helps us, too, to get to talk these things out and have a place to put it and whatever. As you were talking about everybody being in a different place along their journey, and as we said earlier about sometimes we're confused, or whether you've been doing a short time or a long time, wherever you are on that spectrum, I always find comfort in scripture when I think about the disciples, as I like to call them, the duh mm-hmm. disciples, because they didn't get it either, and they were right there with Jesus. Mm-hmm. So if we kind of go back to scripture of where this prayer comes from, very quickly, just give us all some context. Jesus is teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. So these are some people who have come to hear what Jesus has to say, and his disciples are there, and he's giving some very practical words on how to live, how to live as the people of God. Very
comparing and contrasting too.
Comparing and contrasting people not of the kingdom do it this way, or people who don't know God or understand God's love and grace would live this way. But this is how you are to live. In lots of very practical things, from, you know, giving and fasting and praying and just life stuff. I mean, he even talks about marriage and, you know, just very practical life things. So in the midst of this long sermon, he's talking about prayer mm-hmm. and how to do that, contrasted with how the pagan folks would do it, or people who are worshiping idols or something, some other way. And the disciples are like, but how are we supposed to do it?
Yes.
Even after he explains it,
they
they want the exact, and I think as humans, we want that. We want that. Tell me exactly what to say so I know I'm getting it right.
Yeah.
So I kind of find comfort in that they have seen him modeling this, and here he is telling it very practically. And so he gives them this, again, very practical prayer that I think brings us to a place where if we break it down, we're like, this makes perfect sense, you know, but we need to kind of zoom in and out of it, you know, as we discuss it. And so I like thinking about that too, is that if they didn't get it and needed, all right, but could you just, you know, break it down a little better. Like, I'm not sure I get it. Give me something for sure.
Well, I think it's sometimes hard for us to get with the idea that Jesus is discussing these things and talking and teaching these disciples who are no likely different than we are.
Exactly.
You know, and have the same type of, you know, they're biblical characters. They're hero, you know, but really they have the same kind of skeptical minds that we do. Mm-hmm. They ask the same questions. They shake their head just like we do.
Right.
They don't get it like we don't get it a lot mm-hmm. of times. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is we look at that in our Bibles and or on our screens when we're looking at scripture, and it's hard for us to see Joe Patterson in the life of Peter or Christy Allen in the life of, you know, Matthew. It's mm-hmm. just really mm-hmm. hard.
Yeah.
And but we have to be encouraged that was Jesus, the intention of Jesus.
Sure.
Was to speak to us.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason why the potential of great power is in this prayer,
mm-hmm.
because of his teaching to the disciples with us in mind.
In mind, because they were to then teach others, as we know, and we are disciples of Jesus now.
Yes.
So yes, I think anything that we see him teaching and saying to his disciples, it is to all of us, and to remind us that is what's happening, and that Jesus is always our ultimate example. So if he's saying this is how you do it, then, you know, this is how we do it.
This is how we do it. So I think it's really good for us to understand that in the midst of all the messages that we receive about what's ultimately important, mm-hmm. it's very life-giving to a journey of faith when we recognize or able to recognize another voice in the midst of all that noise that may be communicating something a little different than the noise is communicating mm-hmm. around us. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to listen to that in the midst of all the noise.
Yep.
And so that's the reason why prayer and, you know, holding fast to these ancient expressions of prayer are so vital.
Sure.
That no matter where we go, I mean, we're going to, culture's going to advance, you know, people are going to develop. I mean, you know, civilizations are going to morph into mm-hmm. something different. But when we hold fast to essential tenets of our faith, then we're able to better adjust.
Sure.
And change and change in ways that are still God honoring.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, when you were talking about how things change, I think some of us get tripped up over some of the words, the language of this prayer, because they're not words we walk around saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't walk around saying hallowed. It's just not my everyday language. Maybe I'm weird, but it's not a word I use typically.
Hello.
Hallowed.
Hello.
Hallowed. I don't know.
I thought that's how you greet people.
No.
Hello. How are you today?
Maybe.
That may be in New Zealand or Australia.
Some country with a strange accent. But yes, there's some of the words that don't make sense to us. So I think we kind of run past them and don't stop to think, all right, what's a different word that we would use? Or what do they mean by that? To then bring meaning back to it. You know what I mean? So, and I think that's true throughout. We don't go around saying trespass to us means something different. But I think even if we use that and think about it, then it does bring very interesting meaning to that. You use trespass or debt, I mean,
well,
either way.
My understanding typically of trespass means that there's a large dog involved, you know, that's going to make sure that you don't trespass.
And
you know?
Eat your face off if you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's our cultural kind of understanding mm-hmm. of that. But we're going to look at some of these things that you're
yeah.
kind of raising over these next kind of conversations, these next couple conversations, and dig into them and really try to recapture the truest meaning and the truest power that could be behind this prayer and the aspects of this prayer mm-hmm. in the way that Jesus taught his disciples, which involves all of you listeners.
That's right, all of us.
Taught us to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so we invite you back next time to join us. And Christy, why don't you close us with our standard closing of our prayer podcast.
Yes, may you have the rest of your day and week be very blessed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.